Hi everybody, Justine here, obviously. If you're listening to this, I am in beautiful Jamaica, and there's no new main feed episode for this week. However, I wanted to still put an episode out, so I decided to give you guys an old Patreon episode I did a really long time ago now with Colin Drucker from, of course, All Right Mary, best supporting podcast, and In the Details, one of my absolute favorite people ever on this earth. And it's an old Snooki and JWoww episode from season two, and it's just so random and so fun. And it's just a little preview for my Patreon. I covered seasons one and two completely of Snooki and JWoww. Right now I'm doing Jersey Shore Family Vacation and Teen Mom 2, the current season. So even though there's no new main feed this week, I am completely up to date on all my Patreon episodes. So if you want to hear more, feel free to go over there and subscribe. I would absolutely love that. Patreon.com/ShoreJustine. And in the meantime, I hope you guys enjoy this preview of my episode with Colin, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a fantastic week. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Hey, Colin.
Well, hey there.
Thank you so much for coming to do a Snooki and JWoww episode with me. I'm so excited for this.
Oh, my God. This to me is just like skipping to dessert first. Like, why bother with the boys of Jersey Shore? Why bother with Sammy? Let's just have JWoww and Snooki.
Hell yes. And I am obsessed with your All Right Mary episodes that you did. You guys were so funny. And I can't help but walk around every day and go, hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Oh, I'm obsessed. Like, it was a lot of fun. So anyway, on my other podcast, this is not my podcast. I'm not taking your podcast, but on my podcast, All Right Mary, on our Patreon, we did a 3-part recap of season one of Jersey Shore, and it was, I loved it. I just love diving into that world. That season of television, that 9 episodes is, I know it's an overused term, but it is iconic.
It's so iconic. It's so unreal. You guys did such a good job. I loved hearing both of your thoughts on it and everything. It's great TV.
Yeah. We hate Sammy.
I know. I think that's why I love it so much, because I feel like so vindicated. I'm like, I'm not the only one.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just absolute deep hatred for Sammy. Yeah.
But one thing, you guys are like huge JWoww stans, which... How did you think of her in these episodes of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because yeah, the season one version of JWoww, yeah, we were obsessed. And I feel like obviously she looks very different in the Snooki and JWoww series. It's a whole different face. I kind of like the old face more, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, she got a lot of Botox. You can tell when she's on the phone with Roger crying, because her face just doesn't move at all.
Right. It's like, well, I think she's upset, but I, you know, Amanda had actually said like, oh, like the most recent season of like Family Vacation, like everybody hates Jenny, because, and I was like, what? Like, what happened? Why does everybody hate Mom? I still like her, but I definitely feel like, I don't know, there isn't a need for anyone. Like, I don't know. I was going to say there isn't a need for anyone to be Mom, but I don't really think, at least in these episodes, she was being Mom. You know, like, I feel like I wasn't getting that vibe from her. I felt like she was a little bit more of a mess in these episodes.
Right. I love the first 3 seasons of Jersey Shore. Jenny, season one, amazing. That fight she got into at Bamboo, where she's just hooking the girl in the face.
Yeah.
Like, you never see girls fight like that, and especially on, like, a reality TV show, to see such a real fight like that go down instead of just, like, hair pulling and stuff was just amazing. And then, you know, in season 2 and 3, when she fought Sammy, like, love her for that.
Right.
I mean, Obviously, gotta love her for. But then I feel like, because this was filmed in between season 5 and 6 of Jersey Shore. And yeah. I feel like season 4 Italy is kind of where she started, like, becoming a different person. And I don't know if that was just, like, her awful relationship with Roger, but something about her just, like, changed. And in the Italy season, you know, when Mike tells everyone that she cheated on Gianni with him, and JWoww never even had her back. JWoww was like, well, he told everyone the details. And Snooki's like, what? And it's like, even if she did cheat on him, like, you're supposed to be her friend and, like, back her right. up, you know?
Right, right. Oh, wow. That's, you know, I've only watched the first 3 seasons and I think the first episode of season 4. So I've only ever seen, like, JWoww in the good years. So this would be interesting to, you know, see what she's evolved into. Because I, you know, if she's a terrible person now, you know, I'll get on board. I'll go with the people. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna do just like a family vacation this season, just complete episode, I think, because I can't just like watch it weekly because it's so bad. And you know, you guys talked about this, how there's like the real people and then the characters they play. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what Family Vacation has become. Like, they're just all, they do what they think is good TV, but like you could tell right. that's not how they actually like act when the cameras aren't there. And I just have so much to like snark on about it. But in Family Vacation, I just feel like Angelina's just the real star of that show, like, no question. And I feel like Jenny and Dina, like, hate it, and they're, like, mean girls towards her.
Oh, that's fascinating. I mean, I think that's a reason I would be interested in watching is, like, oh, wow, Angelina comes back and has, like, a redemption. You know, like, in the world of, like, RuPaul's Drag Race, it's, like, Angelina on All Stars, and she comes back and wins. Like, that's... I'm intrigued because obviously I love Angelina. She's my soundbite queen of Jersey Shore.
Yeah. And yeah, she's like this Instagram baddie now, you know, she's the only one of them that like doesn't have kids. Like her life is still what the show was originally about, just partying and whatever. And right. these like old washed up moms are just like,
right, right.
And they just like try to bully her, and it's just like so cringy to watch.
Oh, well, I mean, you haven't steered me wrong yet. The whole reason I'm in this mess is because of you. So
so true. And I also think that like Vinny hates them all. Like watching Vinny on camera, he just like hates his life and just goes along with these bullshit things because he has to keep up with the lifestyle that he's living right. now, right?
Right. And that makes sense to me. I could see that. You could almost chart that of like, oh, where is Vinny? Like, I started this when I was 21. If we were all stuck doing the things we thought we wanted to do when we were 21, we'd all be really miserable, you know?
Yeah, so true, so true. And he's the only one that's still single of all of them.
Really? Well, you know, no one's going to be as good as his mother, you know?
Oh, God. Speaking of mothers, I guess let's get into the first episode, which is Meet the In-Laws.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, I hit play, and you had told me that these episodes were just like 20 minutes each, but there was something about hitting play, and I was like, this is 19 minutes of content, if anything, you know, with all the little breaks and like recaps. I was like, and even then, it's definitely stretched, but I just like having recapped so many different movies and shows that are not this short, there is something really delightful of like, oh my God, this is going to be so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy. And I don't know, I always talk about this on these episodes, but I feel like Snooki probably signed on to do the show before she got pregnant. Mm. So I think that they had a completely different kind of, you know, arc in mind for what the show was going to be. And then she kind of ruined that or not by getting pregnant. And then, so the later seasons of Snooki and JWoww, I feel are better. Because mm-hmm. they show more of Jenny and Roger just like alone in their house, and then Snooki and Gianni alone in their house, which instead of trying to like force them all to kind of be friends like this, it's a lot of producer enabled stuff that goes down, I feel, in these episodes.
Right. So, like, the later seasons, is that more of, like, a Real Housewives style where they're in each other's lives, but then they also kind of have their own narratives at the same time?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, the last season, they show Snooki's wedding and stuff, which is so, like, good, and yeah. So.
Right, right. And I'm assuming they still live in New Jersey in later seasons.
Yeah. In season two, Snooki actually lives with Gianni's family in their basement, which he says to Roger in this episode is going to happen. And mm-hmm. then in the third season, they have houses beside each other.
Oh my God. Of course they do. Yeah.
I know. I mean, right?
That works. Yeah. That makes it easier to film. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just remember, like, when these were airing live, I remember, like, thinking Roger was so funny. And then, like, now watching this back, I'm like, ew, he was such a monster. Like, so the episode starts off with Roger yelling at Jenny because she lied to him about the lawsuit. So what did you think of that? Were you on his side? Were you on her side?
I mean, I definitely am already with you. And, like, I see Roger as a monster, but, like, a monster who, like, at times is like, ooh, but a beautiful monster, but a monster, you know? Like, Jenny, I love juice heads, you know? But I feel like, I don't know the details of the lawsuit, but I felt like it seemed like Jenny was just like, okay, like, I'm sorry, and I'm trying to fix that, and I'm telling you the truth, and I just don't know what you're mad about anymore. And I sided with Jenny because it just seemed like Roger was getting upset about, I don't know, something that was more about his ego than anything she did.
Yeah, so she was just getting her landlord that she was renting a house off of when she first started filming Jersey Shore was suing her because she filmed the show in the house without his permission. So it wasn't like a serious lawsuit. It was just this random guy trying to get money out of her. So yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it was just Roger's ego, because I don't understand how you could get that mad over that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know that, you know, we know that it's not happily ever after for Jenny and Roger. Like, things get pretty bad down the line with them, right? Like, this is an early chapter of a pretty terrible relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I feel, you know, and there's a lot of, like, I think she says later in the episode, like, I don't know if we're going to last. And it's like, I think any time, and I'm sure there's some exceptions, but when somebody says that, like, when one of your friends says that about someone they're dating, it's just like, oh, if you have to say that, like, chances are this is not a life raft worth saving, you know? It's just like, read the writing on the wall. And so you can see it already that this is not a good relationship.
Yeah, like, even when she... And I feel like, I don't know, she kind of has to, like, not manipulate him, but play that, like, you're making me so sad card. Like, when they talk about going to Lucky Chang's, and then she calls him back, and she's like, I just want to know if you're coming tonight, because, like, I need to make the reservations, you know? And I feel like if you have to put on that, like, manipulative puppy dog thing, it's kind of the same thing, like...
Yeah, that's a good point. And I feel like people do it just, like, unconsciously. Like, they don't even realize. They just think, like, that's what I have to do to get what I want. And it's like, that's fucked up. That's really fucked up if you have to do that.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like some people just normalize it.
Yeah, I agree. And, yeah, she even, like, I don't know. He says, like, he's like, well, I'll let it go for now. Which is, like, I hate when people say that. It's like, what do you mean for now? Like, you're just leaving, like, all the anxiety inside my body. Like, don't, oh, I don't
right,
know.
Right, right. I know. I feel like, it reminds me of, like, as a kid, like, being in trouble. Like, say we're having company over and, like, we're getting the house clean or whatever, and my mom is, like, probably freaking out or get stressed about something, and I'm just being, like, an obnoxious 11-year-old. And then I get in trouble with my mom, and then... I'm like, okay, well, now I'm in deep trouble. But then company comes over, and then everyone has to act like nothing's wrong. And so you just have to, like, okay, well, as soon as company leaves, I'm in trouble again. And
yeah, I'm getting the, like, spoon.
Yeah, I can see it. And I just feel like that's, like, what the situation is with the two of them.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, like, because she did post those videos of him, like, pushing her down and stuff, which is so scary because he's such a huge fucking guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just makes me wonder if, like, stuff like that went on before that. Like, I'm not trying to, like, victim blame or anything, but I could see it going both ways with them. Like, I could see her, like, getting mad and hitting him, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're just talking about somebody who was, you know, landing massive punches at Bamboo. It's like, Jenny's not afraid to throw some fists, and we've seen her hit Mike. I mean, like, the expression, a dog that bites is a dog that bites. Like, I'm not victim blaming either, but I would not be surprised if Jenny had either instigated or fought back some physical altercations.
Yeah, like, even in Jersey Shore, I want to say it's, like, either season 5 or 6, I remember Roger gets into a huge fight at Karma, and Jenny is trying to, like, break it up, which, I'm sorry, if two men are fighting, as a woman, you cannot go anywhere near that. I know you don't want your boyfriend to fight, but men are 100 times stronger than us. Let them fucking fight.
Yeah.
You can't. So her way of trying to get him to stop fighting is by throwing her drink in his face. She threw her vodka orange juice in his face. And then he, like, pushes her without even looking, because he's like, in, you know, and then she wants to be like, you pushed me. And it's like, yeah, he shouldn't have pushed you. But, like, why were you throwing your drink in his face? That's not that's going to make him more mad. It's not going to calm him down.
Right. Like, again, this is some Sammy Sweetheart behavior, you know, like, this is a variation of, like, well, you know, not that anyone's asking for it, but it's like, I agree with you. In those situations, the best thing to do is to get out of the way.
Yeah. Okay, so we get this moment where Roger comes over, followed by Gianni. And when Roger came over, did you notice all the, like, paparazzi flashes outside?
Oh, I did see that, but I didn't even register what that would have been. But obviously, they must be outside all the time.
Yeah, I think that they camped out front of this apartment, like, 24/7. God, in, like, every episode, you just see them going.
Yeah. I have to imagine, I wonder, like, while they're filming that, like, how much one of those photos would get one of those paparazzi. Like, what would be the value of that?
That's a good question, because this was peak Jersey Shore. This was, like, right when the rumor about Snooki being pregnant was kind of circulating around. And so, yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, because, I think paparazzi are awful, but I also know that, like, what drives that is, like, sometimes there could be a photo that's worth, what, like, $50,000 or something like that. So,
dude, didn't the photographer who got the first picture of, like, Octomom's babies get, like, $1 million or something stupid?
Oh, probably, yeah. And there was, I think, you know, in the Britney documentary, the photos of her, you know, with the umbrella and all that, I think that those were, I remember them saying those were, like, a massive amount of money as well.
Yeah. So, there's this documentary called Teenage Paparazzo. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's Adrian Grenet from Entourage. And he does it. And because he was, like, coming out of a nightclub or something, and he saw this, like, little kid with all the other paparazzi taking pictures of him. And so he was just fascinated by this kid. It was this 13-year-old kid that would go to nightclubs, take pictures of, like, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton, like, all these, like, iconic celebrities. He, like, bought his mom a house, bought his mom a Range Rover. Like,
oh my God.
They lived this insane lifestyle just because he was a paparazzi. And the celebrities, instead of, you know, the typical, like, middle-aged creepy man that's following them around, they get this, like, cute little boy, so they will stop and pose and answer questions for them and stuff. So this kid was making, like, bank.
Wow. I know, it's funny, I was going to ask, where is this kid's mother, but you fully answered that question for me.
She doesn't give a shit. Yeah. She's like, I got a Range Rover.
Yeah, right. I'm in my Range Rover, yeah.
It would be so hard not to, you, like you said, the people that do that job are, like, scum and, you know, but the money just to, like, take pictures of them and stuff, you know?
It's, I mean, you know, the idea that you could get one picture that could then, you're set for the rest of the year. I mean, someone told me that, you know, what could potentially be 2 seconds of work, you know, all told, would do that. I don't know. Would I camp out all night in Jersey City? Maybe. Why not?
I would have anyways, just to see Snooki. Oh, in like 2012 or whatever year this was.
Right, right. Yeah, I've only been to Jersey City a handful of times. It's definitely like, it didn't used to be this. Like, it's definitely one of those cities that used to be a dump and now has like some really cute areas. And so it is kind of interesting from that point of view to see them living like in gentrified Jersey City. It's a cute part of town there. I would, you know, I would check it out, but I don't know.
They only ever go to like one bar that's actually in Jersey City. It seems like the whole season they're always going to Manhattan. So
right. Yeah, and I guess it's like, I get, because part of me feels like, why didn't they just do this in Manhattan? But I feel like it's on brand to do it in Jersey City. Like, I don't even necessarily think it's cheaper. I think it's probably just like, well, it's, you know, Jersey City, Jersey Shore, you know, do the math.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. It's probably like a lot cheaper for production than to get them that size of apartment in like New York.
Yeah. I mean, I probably, depending on the neighborhood, yeah, like Jersey City can get expensive, but like if they wanted that kind of cool, you know, like real world kind of apartment, but they wanted to be in a cool neighborhood, yeah, that is probably a lot more expensive. But if Snooki and JWoww wanted to live in an old firehouse in Harlem, it's worth a look, you know? So yeah. Probably cheaper.
I think that's where Snooki has one of her store locations now.
In Harlem?
Jersey City.
Oh, Jersey City, yeah.
I think that she has 2 locations, if I'm not mistaken.
And what does she sell?
She has a store called the Snooki Shop where she, like, has, like, clothes she sells, like, workout clothes and then just like dresses and stuff like that. And then, you know, her iconic like slippers and
her
perfumes and all of her brands that she has. So,
oh my God. Yeah. The empire. I mean, another reason why season one is so fascinating to know that like that girl in that beat up black Honda ended up having the Snooki store. That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, what's even crazier when I like really think about Snooki is the fact that she was adopted. Right. And her, like, her adoption story was that her mom, like, her biological mom already had, like, 100 kids that she, so when she had Snooki, she was a surprise. She couldn't afford to take care of her. So that's why she gave her for adoption. And then Snooki just ended up in New Jersey to this Italian family. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then she became on one of the most successful reality shows of all time. Right. And it's just like so weird how the universe just kind of like placed her there. It's insane.
It's a variation of a Cinderella story that I like. If done right, you could do like a musical version of this on stage that I would go see, you know, like I would absolutely go see that.
For sure. When the cast like comes out to do their like final bow, it would be like Get Crazy, the theme song.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, like they have to create a whole set piece at Karma. Like there would be a whole massive dance number. It would end act one, actually, at Karma. Putting it out there to the world, the Snooki musical, not a bad idea.
I know. I'm surprised they haven't done anything like that yet.
Yeah, now that I'm saying this, I feel like there was some kind of Jersey Shore musical, but like, wasn't massive, but like, sort of off Broadway. But I'm thinking more of the Snooki life story. The Jersey Shore is just a part of it, you know?
Right. Like, I saw the Friends parody little musical thing when that was in Toronto, like very small, like if they did something like that with Jersey Shore, that would be good, I think.
Yeah, and I feel like that might exist. You know, put a pin in that. I'd be interested to see. Those things could either be really entertaining or like awful. I feel like there's no in between, you know?
Right. Yeah, with the Friends one, I was just like drinking. I thought it was like hilarious, and I was just like, you know.
The drinking probably helped with that.
I know. Like, if I went sober, would I have, like, laughed as hard as I did?
right, exactly. Right, when I start to see the cracks in this, yeah.
Okay, so Roger and Gianni are over at their apartment. My first note for this is, who'd you rather? I'm going to ask you again in a minute, but just this one scene, who'd you rather?
It's so tough. I ping-ponged between this exact question, you know, because I enjoy both in their own ways. I think I'm going to say in like the initial, like, you know, because I think it evolves, but it does evolve. But the initial is Roger. So, like, right off the bat, they both walk in. They're like, you have to make a snap judgment. Who are you doing? I'm like, ah, Roger, come over here. You know, break my back. But the night's not over.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. If I, like, didn't know anything, he's, like, tall and, like, just.
Yeah. Like... And like, it's you sort of, you know, you make an assumption of, like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of man there. So there's going to be a lot to. This is gonna be great. And I, my thoughts evolve on that.
Right. And it's so funny that you say that, because I always say that, like, you know, just from watching this, because you've seen every episode up to this, correct?
Yes. There were some I was maybe playing on my phone while I was watching, but I did see a very important conversation he was having in front of Jenny's father.
Right, where he was like, oh, he knows that I have a small dick. And Jenny's dad just, like, goes outside to talk to Snooki's dad, thinking that Snooki's dad's going to, like, talk shit with him. And he's like, so what do you think of all this? And Snooki's dad's like, I think it's awesome. And he's like, fuck, that wasn't the answer I wanted.
Right. Is anyone on the crew that I can have a human conversation with? Yeah, I love that. But we talked about that on All Right Mary, was, like, once Roger reveals that he has a small penis, there was a part of me that was like, I think it's because he's so massive that there's just like a part of me that's kind of in, like, now I really want to see it, you know? I don't know why.
Yeah. And the fact that she never wants to fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, there must be something there.
Oh, I think that he is probably terrible in bed. I think.
That's interesting, because usually fit guys are like so good in bed because they're like in shape. They can just like keep going, like, you know, a guy that's really not in shape gets like out of breath and it's like, come on. But
I know, right, it's like, oh, don't fail on me now, we're just coming around the bend. But
yeah.
Yeah, but I've definitely also experienced the opposite, where it's just like, oh, you know, this minivan can maneuver, and then some guys who are like, you know, really fit, where it's just like, did no one ever tell you that doesn't work? Like, did no one ever teach you how to kiss? So I'm always willing to find out, but I feel like the longer I look at Roger, the more I look at him as someone who doesn't know how to make someone else feel good in bed.
Yeah, such a good point. There's a really funny moment here that I loved where Gianni's like, oh, can I have like a protein bar or whatever? And Roger hands him JWoww's birth control, which is a NuvaRing, which was in the fridge. And Gianni's like, what is this? And he smells it.
Right. It's like, it's not lunch meat. Yeah.
Snooki's like, ew, that was Jenny's birth control. And you just smell it. He's like, well, what's it doing in the fridge? It's like, oh my God.
I don't, why does it need to be in the fridge? Is that.
I've never used one of those NuvaRings personally, but you're supposed to keep them cold. Like, I remember there being a Teen Mom episode, early seasons, where Farrah had one. And, like, her parents. Early seasons, Michael and Deb were like hardcore religious, so it was like, you're not allowed to be on birth control because that means we're giving you permission to have sex, type of stupid thing. Mm-hmm. So she was like trying to hide it in the fridge, and then they like found it. I don't know. I guess it has to be cold for it to work. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm sure that's fun putting in. Put it in the freezer first. I guess on like a hot day, a cold NuvaRing might feel nice, you know?
I always just thought the, like, concept of that's weird, because it's, like, you're about to have sex, so, like, you have to, like, go and run and put it in. It's, like, at that point, why not just use a condom?
Because
it's, like, the same thing.
This almost, I mean, this is well out of my wheelhouse. It almost seems like more work, unless you're, like, really good at it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, I find being gay is easier. Well, like, that's the other option. Why get a NuvaRing? Just be gay.
Seriously, though. Okay, so now they go to Lucky Chang's. Have you ever been here?
Yes, I think I, because there's Lucky Chang's and then there's Lips. I think I've been to Lucky Chang's. Yes. But I had a lot of drinks, so it's a little vague now. But I'm pretty sure. And it's fun. I mean, I think what I remember is we went to Lucky Chang's. The food is like a step down from an Applebee's, not a step up, a step down. And okay. It's not good food. And I don't remember how strong the drinks were, but I know I had many. And I know that we had spinach and artichoke dip on the table that I didn't eat. And more than one person at that table had food poisoning the next day. So I was really glad I didn't eat that spinach and artichoke dip. But the show was fun. I mean, the queens are, you know, I feel like with RuPaul's Drag Race, people have this, like, different expectation of, like, you know, how seamless a queen should look. So I feel like forgetting that standard, yeah, they're good. They're good queens. But can you see the wig lines? Yeah, sure.
Right. So, okay. So I've never been to, like, a drag dinner or brunch or anything, and I know they're, like, huge now, and, you know, COVID fucked that up heavily because, you know, there were tons of, like, pride events and stuff, and they all just got canceled. So I definitely want to go. Like, the only drag show I've ever seen, like, in person was, God, maybe, like, 10 years ago I was at Toronto Pride, like, and just walking up and down the streets, and they had, like, a stage where people were... There was drag queens doing their thing, and but like you said, they weren't like RuPaul's Drag Race standards.
Right,
looked
right.
Amazing. They were more like this.
Right, so. Right. Especially when they're doing like an outdoor pride event, I'm always like, oh, that queen is just a snow cone. Like she's the egg timer is ticking till she melts. But yeah, there is definitely something about seeing a drag show in a club like late at night after a good number of drinks, like in its like. Sort of in my mind, like this quintessential atmosphere where it all just kind of comes together. And that's like, that's a good way to see drag. So, you know, maybe one of these years that'll come back.
Yeah. I would love to do something like this. Like you said, I don't think I would go to eat. I think I would just like eat before. And especially yes. Now that you said that, I'm like,
yes,
we'll just get like a round of tequila shots for the table.
And right. Right.
We're
yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah. I would strongly recommend don't bother eating at a. I'm sure there's other places like restaurants that have a good menu that then do a drag brunch. But I feel like with Lucky Chang's, the food was like third on the list of priorities.
Yeah. This was hilarious. So they walk in and they're like trying to get their seat or whatever. And a queen walks by and Gianni's like, Roger, that was a guy.
Right. That moment, yeah.
They literally had no idea, which I loved. They literally didn't. You could tell it was so genuine that Gianni was like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, it didn't feel performative of him. Like, oh my god, these are actually guys. And I was like, oh Gianni, you are a sweet little fire plug. But it seemed like he genuinely was perplexed. Whereas I could look at them and go, Maury. That's a man, you know?
Okay, so were any of these queens, like, did you recognize them from, like, Drag Race or anything? Because I went on the website and I saw that they actually do have people who've been on RuPaul's, like, work there sometimes, so... Mm-hmm.
I didn't recognize any of these queens. I was keeping an eye out because I thought there might be... I know one or two that have worked at Lucky Chang's, but I did not recognize these queens. I almost would have expected it because I feel like at this point Drag Race was kind of a thing. Like, what a great gig to be like, oh, do you want to be on Stookie and JWoww? But I don't think these were any Drag Race girls.
No, they were just like randoms.
They were just randoms. Yeah, just yeah, I wonder how it was decided, like, who's going to get to be like featured in the episode, because I'm sure, you know, queens are not going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to be on TV. It's fine. She can do it. Like, I don't know if they had to draw straws, but...
Yeah. And all of them were definitely fighting for that spot. I don't
right,
see why
right.
you wouldn't, if that's your job to be a drag queen.
Right, right.
Okay, so they grab Roger and Gianni to take them for, like, a lap dance in front of everybody. And... they take their shirts off during it, which I loved.
Yes.
I was not expecting Gianni to look so good without his shirt on, right?
Oh, it's, and I gotta tell you, he looks great, and there's like a little bit of like meat around the bottom where like that just makes me like him more.
The perfect amount. He's yes. not like super chiseled. It's just like you can see the abs, but just like a little bit of like, yeah.
Right. I still want like something to hold on to at night. And
yeah.
And that was probably when it started to turn for me. I was like, Gianni, I see you. Yeah. And that's where, I mean, Roger looks lovely without a shirt on, but Gianni, really, I woke up to Gianni.
Right. And I also feel like Gianni was a better, like, sport about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Roger, I feel like he thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Roger looked like he was going to explode. Like, he was just, I was like, step back, folks. Like, he is very red. It was someone trying very hard to be a good sport who was clearly not comfortable.
Yeah, I really wonder if he said something to Jenny off camera. Like, right. Why the fuck would you do that to me?
Right, right. Yeah, because she's like, Jenny, I feel like in this series, she's a little less froggy than she was in season one of Jersey Shore. But by this night, I feel like we got a little bit of the classic raspy Jenny when she was like, that's what he gets, you know? Like, she really, like, came full out. I was like, that's the Jenny I know. That's what he gets.
The voice is so funny because I went out this past weekend and I went so hard that I had no voice for like all of Sunday and half of Monday. And the little voice I did have, I literally sounded like Jenny in season one. So that's been my like just walking around my house going, yeah. Hi, honey.
Like everything you need to know about Jenny is in the way she says hello to Sammy. It's just it sums up Jenny in 2 seconds.
But yeah, the whole Roger and Gianni thing, it goes back to, episodes before this. I was saying in my episodes that I thought that, Roger kind of had small dick energy and Gianni had big dick energy mm-hmm. because there was like a whole entire episode where Roger was just making fun of Gianni for how small he is and mm-hmm. you know your baby is gonna be so little, if we had a baby it'd be the size of you, like all these stupid jokes that aren't even funny, and Gianni is like, I don't care. Snooki's the one that's getting upset because she's like, don't make fun of my man, but right. Gianni's like, I don't care, because Gianni's like, I probably got a bigger dick than this guy, like I don't care, you know.
No, Gianni has to wear 3 sneakers. Yeah, like I think he has an enormous penis. And if not, he carries the energy of it, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's just as good.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, like that's the key to BDE, big dick energy, is like you don't actually even have to have that big of a dick. Like you just have to have the energy, and if anything, like anybody can have that energy. Like it's just a like it's a thing, but he has it to the point where I'm like, I don't even know if I care what Gianni's dick looks like. I'm now more interested. You know?
Yeah. It's so true. Confidence is, and like the energy you put off is everything.
Yeah. It's and the way so that the way that Roger's acting in those times with Gianni is the opposite. It's insecurity. It's like the performance of confidence. And like anybody with 2 brain cells to rub together can see that, you know? And so like anybody of any quality can see that Roger is none of what he's puffing himself up to be, you know?
Exactly. Like if you're 6'3" or however tall Roger is and you're with this guy that's like, I don't know, 5'2", mm-hmm. why are you getting on him for that? I just don't understand.
Right. It almost reminded me in some ways, like sometimes the way Roger acts reminds me of how Mike was acting in Vegas, or not in Vegas, in Atlantic City in season mm-hmm. 1. It was the same kind of thing of like, ugh, like, nobody's buying it. Like, stop. Like, no one's as funny as you. No, you're not as funny as you know, you think you are, you know?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so Snooki and Gianni's engagement dinner.
Oh, yes. They go to Gianni's parents, yeah. There's
a moment that really scared me when Snooki almost fell down the stairs in those giant heels.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot she was pregnant falling down the stairs. Yeah.
Like, whoa. And there's a moment from the last season of Jersey Shore, which this was filmed right before they filmed that season 6 of Jersey Shore, where she drives that ugly pink Escalade to the shore house and she gets out and she's wearing same thing, massive heels. And she gets out of the car and she does like the ankle roll, but she grabs herself and then she goes, I almost had a miscarriage. And like her belly's out to here and it's like, oh my God.
Oh God. It's, you know, it's those moments of like, oh God, please tell me this is just Nicole pretending to be Snooki. Like, you know, you're being wildly like irresponsible right now, Nicole, right?
Yeah, I feel like all of or most of Nicole's talking heads are Nicole being Snooki.
Yeah, yeah. It's I love when you can kind of see when she's actually being Nicole. Like, there's little moments here and there where it's like, oh, wow, you are being totally authentic right now. And it makes her a lot more interesting than if she was just always just Snooki, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so we go to Gianni's house, and Gianni's mom loves the camera.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, I know Snooki's got heels on, but I feel like Gianni's mom is even shorter than Snooki. She is a little zeppeli of a woman.
Yeah. Why are, like, Italians from New Jersey so small?
I have no idea. I don't, and I'm from New Jersey, but I am not Italian, so I am, you know, a normal Irish Catholic height, but I have no idea. I don't know what's going on over there.
Like, even, because I'm binging Real Housewives of New Jersey right now, mm-hmm. And do you know who Joe Gorga is?
Is that Teresa's husband?
Teresa's brother.
Oh, her brother.
Joe Giudice is her.
Oh, Joe Giudice. I can't picture her brother in my head, but I know he exists.
Okay, well, he's fucking gorgeous too. But mm-hmm. He's like 5'4", 5'5", like short and like huge muscles, gorgeous body, but mm-hmm. also just like super, just short.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta tell you, like, I'm not really picky about height, and tall guys are great, but there is something about like a fire plug of a guy that just drives me nuts. Maybe because I grew up in New Jersey. Like, I'm sure that's part of it.
To hear the rest of this episode and so many more bonus episodes, head to patreon.com/shorejustine.